just a few moments, and I need to do this. And this is really specifically geared for the people of St. Lawrence, because I need to bring a couple of things to attention, but with a collaborative and people going everywhere, I have to say it everywhere. So the last few months, we have been having a couple of people look at the organ at St. Lawrence. And this has nothing to do with the fluke that happened at the East Vigil by somebody cutting a cable in the parking lot. But the organ for many, many years has been really neglected in servicing it. And it's starting to show its age. And obviously we're not purchasing a new organ because it's got a lot of life left in it if we take care of it properly. And I've had two companies look at the organ at St. Lawrence. One, I showed them the door after he told me $40,000. I just can't do it. But we have a very, and I find this guy very, very good. And he's got very great references from my brother priest here in the diocese, a company from New York, who came down and looked at the organ and spent a couple of days just really looking at it, fine-tuning and looking at what needed to be done. And he gave us four specific things that need to be done. Cleaning the pipes, encasing the pipes with some sort of a little shelter, because unfortunately the age of St. Lawrence Parish is showing it with plaster and falling. Some of it has unfortunately fallen into the pipes of the organ, but he's found a way that he can clean that and encase those pipes around it so that it does not continue. There are pedals that are not working on the organ, and it just needs a good tuning because it hasn't been tuned in years. And I think somebody actually shared with me last night, they think it's back to Father Driscoll's days. So that's going back a few pastors. Anyway, so he gave us a price, and it's not bad, but it's for St. Lawrence, it's kind of hefty. It's $7,000. And that's not only the only thing that needs to be done, but I want you to know that over the last few years, even with COVID, what has been done very briefly, both sides of the church, all of the windows on the Hillman Street side, as well as the parking lot side, have all been re-caulked. There is no more leakage at St. Lawrence. It just needs the interior work now. And that's gonna take a miracle. But at least we've stopped the leaks. And I've done that over the last couple of years because we had the opportunity to do it, even with COVID. They were able to do it outside. So everything's fixed. On the outside. It's just a matter of now looking at the inside of St. Lawrence. And obviously the organ is one of my priorities right now because it's in need. So I don't like to do this, but if you are so inclined and you'd like to make a little donation towards the help of working on the organ and putting some money away at St. Lawrence for future projects, it would be greatly appreciated. But we're also going to do a little 50-50 raffle. Thank you, Kathy, for coming up with that last night after the 4 o'clock Mass. And we're going to run the 50-50 for the next few weeks through maybe the 4th of July weekend. So St. Lawrence wins and somebody else wins. So for the next few weeks, we're going to run that. But we also have to look at the future of St. Lawrence. And that is regarding an empty building that I have. And you know how hurt I am about with the school, that I've talked with the diocese and that we need to somehow make some progress to make that building useful again and bring some money into St. Lawrence. It's a possibility. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if that one building sells, another may have to because of parking. It could be the combination of the school and rector, I don't know, but I am talking with the diocese. And I can assure you that if one of those buildings go, the money would go to St. Lawrence. But that's not going to happen, obviously, for a while. So I'm just giving you an update on what's really the need, that St. Lawrence is not in a healthy state financially right now. But if we take one project at a time, at least we can continue to keep things going. So that's my little spiel. Appreciate whatever people can do. I say this in all the parishes because we're a collaborative. We try to work together and help each other out. And the people people have been very, very good, but when you know the facts of what's going on, I think it's more important that you know so that things are not always as rosy as they look. And there are nights when I'm thinking about how we're going to continue to keep these buildings open. And we need to start with St. Lawrence, because that's the one that's really